My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. I had forgotten that we were comparing Bryce Young to various canines out there when we said that, you know, he's probably not a dog. And then maybe he's a certain type of dog. A lot of people weighing in on what type of dog Bryce Young is. He's a corgi.
A corgi. A corgi, fancy little chosen dog of the royal family of England. Not the toughest of sorts, the royal family themselves. Lots of tough English people, but certainly not the royal family.
Pug?
Other than William, not William, the other one, Harry, who chose to leave. He was like, I can't be around. He's like, I flew helicopters in the Middle East. I can't hang out with these fancy lads.
We only got a couple hours yesterday on Monday. We're on 6 to 8 on Monday. Texans Monday on 8 to 10. You can hear it after every Texans game, after every Sunday game, the morning after. We did not get a chance really to dig in to Dak Prescott becoming the highest paid player in NFL history yesterday.
Yeah, we just kind of glided right on by it.
Yeah. It happened while we were doing the pregame. That was a wild pregame show we did on Sunday. Tyreek Hill
getting
detained.
There's a lot of
news. Tyreek Hill getting detained. Dak Prescott's contract came down. Very first question I know you had when the news came down, 4 years, $240 million, was how much of it is guaranteed? And we've now crossed the Deshaun threshold. We now finally have somebody with more guaranteed money, at least according to the 30,000-foot Schefter tweets. We haven't dug into the minutiae of how much is guaranteed for injury, how much is guaranteed for this or that. But on paper, $231 million guaranteed for Dak Prescott. He basically got, Seth, what I thought he would get if he had gone to free agency after the season. If he had gone to free agency, I think he gets to $60 million. And I think that's validated by what the Cowboys did, that they said, look, if we're going to try to retain him in an open market, it might exceed $60 million. We better take
Think it probably would have exceeded
it.
Yeah,
I do too.
As a general rule of thumb, like that's why Deshaun got as much as he did. He was in not even a real free agency situation. He was in a limited free agency situation where teams were going to have to give up picks to get him. So I think the fervor would have been pretty big.
Yeah.
And regardless, is this a grudging tip of the cap to Jerry Jones, who, even though it took some time and there was a lot of drama, did eventually get deals done with CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott?
Yes. I mean, I don't know. It didn't impact them in week one. They destroyed the Browns 33-17. Like, there was a lot of talk last night in that game because Brandon Ayuk looked like somebody who's been playing catch in the backyard for his training camp exercises.
More drops in the first half than he had basically all of last season.
Yeah. But it didn't seem to affect CeeDee Lamb. It didn't seem, I mean, Dak wasn't holding out. He was just trying to get a new contract. But in the end, I don't know. Like, you never know with Jerry. Does Jerry Jones get off on having the Cowboys in the news every every morning on First Take? I have no idea.
I think the thing with Jerry Jones is that he's just notorious now for waiting too long to make hard decisions.
Yeah.
And they did this with Dak Prescott the last time where they didn't do the deal. They end up doing it the next year for way more money than they could have done it for. So I think part of it was just people thinking like, oh, Jerry's going to botch this again. So I will grudgingly give the Cowboys a tip of the cap for getting these deals done.
C.J. Stroud might be the next big deal.
It's kind of lined up that way.
Yeah, I mean, unless Brock Purdy gets a deal that's in the neighborhood of these guys.
Oh, okay, and he will, actually. So, no, that's where this is what you got to remember, Sean. You can't get into the argument about whether Brock Purdy does or doesn't deserve the deal. The trend in the NFL is always the next QB deal of a bona fide starter gets more than the last guy did.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. There's lots of reasons. There's lots of valid reasons you could argue that he shouldn't get what Dak Prescott gets. I get that 100%. It's just that that's not the way it works. It's the next year the cap's going to go up, and typically the next guy gets as much as the other. Other than in the Deshaun deal where it was just so far out of whack from every other contract.
Yeah, I don't know. Tua got a little less than the $55 million guys. Tua got 53. I mean, I'm probably nitpicking a little bit, but he didn't get more. I would be shocked.
But this is going to be 1 year later, though.
No, that's fine. But Tua, those guys all got 55, and then literally in the same offseason, Tua got less than them. He got 53. You know,
right. I'm saying that this next Brock Purdy's will be 1 year after this deal in a different.
Right. And I'm saying he won't get 60. I don't think Brock gets 60. I just don't think he will. You think he will, I think he won't.
Right. My point is that Tua got that deal in the same offseason that the other guys did.
Right.
But 1 year later, everything goes up again.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a, so. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think Brock's going to get well below 60. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not the whole 1 year thing. But I think CJ gets more than 60. I think CJ, 2 years from now, I think CJ gets. I mean, CJ might be pushing 63, 64, something like that, if he wants to. You know, that'll be the big question for the Texans.
Yeah, I could see him doing something like Pat Mahomes, where it's a really good deal, but it's also team-friendly in some respects and protects them in case of injury or something, like whatever the give and take is. And then the real big test is, all right, with Pat Mahomes, he signed that deal, and then he hasn't agitated for a new one since he got it. That's where I think the starting quarterback on a really good team can really you're doing the team a favor if you just flat out be like, yeah, okay, I'm going to play this thing. Maybe we'll tweak it on down the road. But as I become not one of the top paid guys, I'll take a discount by just playing under the same deal.
The other contract that came down over the weekend that will impact the Texans at some point here, sooner rather than later, Jalen Ramsey got paid over the weekend. That happened after we went off the air on Friday. He got $24.1 million per year, which is a little more than Patrick Surtain got on Thursday that week. And I guess the commonality here, this is a little like the Matt Chapman, Alex Bregman thing with the agents. Like, they both have Scott Boras, so maybe Bregman gets a similar deal or agitates for one. David Mulligetta is a Jalen Ramsey, or Jalen Ramsey's a Mulligetta guy. Stingley, as of like 2 weeks ago, is a Mulligetta guy. So Stingley, 24.1 for the top corners right now in the league.
Yeah, the Mulligetta stuff doesn't make me one bit nervous at all, because I think that Mulligetta, for one, I think maybe when he was an up and coming agent and trying to make a name for himself or just whatever, then maybe there was a little bit of a different mindset. We've seen him act, I think, like a veteran NFL agent at this point, where he's going to do what his client wants him to do. And sometimes it's been in the past, like agitating for a trade if that's what his client wants. He did it really well with Jalen Ramsey. But we've also seen him, as he did with Deshaun Watson, come to terms on a new deal with the Houston Texans. And Deshaun Watson was nothing but labor peace for the next 3 years, as far as all we knew at that point. The other guy, Micah Parsons, there's been not a peep about really any kind of discontent or discord with Micah Parsons getting a new deal this year. And David Mulligetta is his client. So I think as long as CJ still feels really good about the Texans a couple years from now, I don't anticipate a lot of drama.
Yeah.
I think it'll be kind of the same way Scott Boras and Jose Altuve have not been a headache for the Astros.
That would be great.
Because there's a really good relationship between the player and the team.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. That would be fantastic. All right, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. Hey, let's give away some Kooks tickets. These are some special ones, man. We just had the AD on, Eddie Nunez, a little earlier in the show. He called back after he got done with us and said that his four personal club seats he wants to give to a Sports Radio 610 listener to this Saturday's game between the Cougs and the Owls. 713-572-4610. Caller number five. Caller number five is sitting in the AD's personal club seats to the Bayou Bucket game between the Cougs and the Owls. 713-572-4610 is the number. So give us a call now. Caller number five is the winner. You're on your way to the game this Saturday night. If you don't win the tickets, you can get them at uhcougars.com/tickets. You can get tickets for as low as $15 to the game. Up next, let's take our first look at the Chicago Bears. Playing on national TV for the first time for a lot of guys in this game. And prepping for Caleb Williams, who was not great in his debut against the Tennessee Titans. We'll do that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.